The ACC was rocking last night, and for obvious reasons, the Raptors, they got a big win last night, and that kind of played out the way we saw Game 4 play out. It was a tight game in the fourth, and the home team separated themselves late in the fourth quarter. That was Washington in Game 4 last night. It was the Raptors. And we got a guy on the line who was down there, our good buddy, former coach, former player, TSN NBA analyst. Here's Sam Mitchell. What's up, Sam?
What's up, guys?
What's up, Sam? You miss me, buddy?
Like I miss a bad, bad cold. Of course I do.
Yeah, of course.
Such a jerk, man.
What was that like last
night?
Well,
you don't ask another man if you miss him. I mean, come on, dude.
That's on him. I agree with you.
Yeah. Dude, we're good buddies. I miss our chats. We have really detailed chats.
Well, you didn't say that, though. If you would have said, hey, do you miss our conversations or our chat? I would have said, of course I do. But you said, do you miss me? And it sounded kind of teary-eyed and misty.
Yeah, I had
to protect my manhood.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't blame you for pulling the shield out and saying, no, I can't go down that road. what was it like down there last night? I mean, take us through the fourth quarter and how you saw it play out and how the Raptors found a way to separate themselves late in that game.
Well, first of all, I just thought DeMar DeRozan did what an all-star does. He came out from the beginning, and he just took control of that game. Instead of letting the game come to him, he just grabbed it by the throat, and he was aggressive, and he set the tone because, obviously, in Washington, game 3 and 4, a lot of the role players, they were a little tentative to shoot the ball. But you saw last night, I think DeMar, by him being so aggressive to start the game, and then you saw guys like, I mean, DeLon Wright was just unbelievable on both ends of the floor. Those two strips of John Wall and that three that he made, and his just constant play all night, I thought he was an X factor. And then JV in the fourth quarter, having been on the court, you know, being a bully, he's the biggest guy on the court, and he played like it last night. He was dominating. So I just thought the Raptors put together a complete game. The thing that they are going to have to be conscious of is they got beat on the boards by 15. And in the playoffs, if you turn the ball over and give teams second chances, that normally tends to a loss, equates to a loss. But to tell you how good the Raptors played last night, they turned the ball over and they got beat on the glass, and they still won the game by 10.
Don't you think they have to go into Washington and just for confidence, if they want to go on a long road, like a long run here in the playoffs, like just say to each other, let's get this done and enough of the garbage, and we can do it, and we're going to pick up some momentum here?
Well, you would like to say that, but think about it. The fact that they had the best record in the East and the second best record in all the NBA, they're going to have a seventh game or a fifth game at home. So they know that. And you have to remember, too, this Raptor team is different than, like, some of the other teams. They play 10, 11, 12 guys. And there's not obviously there's a little drop-off when DeMar DeRozan and Kyle's not in the game, but it's not much when you look at how they compensate for those two guys being off the floor. They pick up their defensive intensity. They move the ball. They get more layups. They get more steals. They get out in transition more. So the Raptors are probably one of the few teams that can actually go deep into series throughout the playoffs and not be dog tired because of their depth. So, in theory, you would like to do that. But for this Toronto team, I don't think that's necessarily a prerequisite. They just may be one of those teams that may have to grind games out and grind series out.
With Sam Mitchell, you mentioned DeLon Wright, and I've been a big fan of his really since he got here, and last night was kind of a coming-out game for him. I mean, he got the podium treatment post-game, and he was big in the fourth quarter. He got a lot of minutes. But where does Fred VanVleet play into this? If Fred returns for Game 6 or at any point down the road, how do you think Dwayne Casey is going to approach the minutes for DeLon Wright and Fred VanVleet?
Well, that's a good problem to have. You know, as a coach, The real problem is when you look down to your bench and you need to make a sub and you don't know who put in the game because they're not that good. That's a great problem to have if you're Dwayne Casey. Look, right now you just ride DeLon Wright until he runs out of gas, and you know you got Fred VanVleet in the bullpen, and if you need that extra little jolt, you need that defensive pressure, I wouldn't be surprised if Dwayne Casey threw him out there if he's healthy. But, you know, you go back to how you was playing. You played Freddie at the one, and DeLon's been the two handling the ball, guarding bigger guys. So I don't think nothing changes for this Raptor team, and that's been the good thing about them. All these guys have been interchangeable. All these guys have checked their attitude at the door. Because think about it. There's nights that Bebe plays, there's nights he doesn't play. You don't see any attitude. It's all about the team. And so it's refreshing to watch this Raptors team because, you know, it's not really about me. It's about we. And this group has done some amazing things. They got a chance to go into Washington, like you said, and close them down. But if they don't, they know they got their game seven in the ACC, and we know how loud that place could be.
With Sam Mitchell, got to get your take on what happened in that Cavs finale last night where LeBron, he gets that block late, but it turns out it was a goaltender. It should have been called a goaltender, according to the NBA earlier today, and then he hits that miracle three to walk off. Does he get that call because it's LeBron, or do you just trust that, you know, it was such a close call and that's a difficult spot to be in for the refs?
I'm going to stop you right there. Why do we have replay? See, this is where the training of the referees has a problem. In a close call like that, in a game like that, the referees should have made the call and then went to the replay to confirm it or deny it. But they should have blew the whistle. That's too close of a call to let go. And that's a tough call to make anyway, because it's not a goaltending unless that ball touches that glass. And clearly it did, so it was a goaltending. And Victor Oladipo after the game said it right. You don't know what's the mindset of the Cavaliers players if they're down two. You know, think about it. LeBron James knew one thing. Make a miss, they were going to play five. If he misses the shot, they were going to play five more minutes. So it really was no pressure on LeBron James on that shot because they were going to overtime. So, but think about the pressure, what kind of pressure it would have been if they were down two. And then you got to ask yourself this. Would LeBron have shot the three or would he have tried to, you know, make a quick move and get to the basket some kind of way to try to draw a foul or get a layup? So there's a lot of different variables if that call was made. And to me, the officials got to be trained in that situation to blow the whistle and then go to the table to confirm or deny if it was a clean block or a goaltend.
Thank you, Sam. Always appreciate it. We'll do it again soon. We miss you, man.
All right, guys. I miss you, too.
Yeah, there you go. We got you. That's Sam Mitchell, our NBA analyst. He misses us. Do you believe that?
No. He's a fun guy to talk to, man.
Yeah, he's great. We got to get him back in studio.
Yeah, but that's when we have our best hits with Sam.
That's when we can go anywhere with Sam. Yeah.